A major outbreak of the crown of thorns starfish has been discovered on a southern section of the Great Barrier Reef. The outbreak on the Swains Reef is offering efforts to control the coral-killing marine animals. George Roberts has this exclusive report.
Underwater footage taken last month shows the spiny starfish covering swathes of the Swain reefs. Dr. Hugh Sweetman is from the Australian Institute of Marine Sciences.
Well, the crown of thorns starfish has an extrudable stomach, so it lies on top of the coral and it wraps its stomach around the coral and it just digests the tissues off the skeleton like that. It's very effective at that.
The starfish is native to the reef, but when numbers explode, the results can be devastating as thousands of the creatures munch their way through the coral.
Each starfish eats about its body diameter a night. And so over time, that mounts up very significantly.
AM has been told that the outbreak on the Swain reefs is one of the biggest seen. Dr. Sweetman agrees it is severe.
It's quite high. I mean, very, very high densities, as high as we've seen in the past, as high as you'd expect to see, and there'll certainly be a lot of coral lost as a result.
The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has confirmed it's been considering how to deal with the outbreak since last year. The authority's Fred Nusifora says monitoring crews went to the area to assess the problem.
They did some preemptive culling on the reefs whilst they were there in December, and there is another mission scheduled for January.
The federal government and the Association of Marine Park Tourism Operators run control or culling operations, and the government's seeking tender applications for a third boat dedicated to culling the starfish, but they're focused on other areas.
Particularly in the far northern and central sections of the marine park at this point in time, those reefs that have been identified as high tourism and high ecological value have been our primary targets to this point.
It's unclear how the major culling program needed to bring the Swain Reefs outbreak under control would be funded and resourced.
The complexity with the Swains Reefs location is that they're 100 kilometres to 250 kilometres off the coast between Gladstone and Rockhampton. So they're logistically difficult to access and it's actually quite a hostile environment to work in.
This Crown of Thorns outbreak puts more strain on the Great Barrier Reef system that's seen two consecutive years of mass coral bleaching from ocean warming. An international study published today in the prestigious Science Journal warns that the window of time for saving the world's reefs from coral bleaching is closing. Dr. Sweetman says that's still the biggest concern.
Coral bleaching affecting very large areas all at once. That affects large areas and kills all the corals, so it's very serious.
Dr. Hugh Sweetman from the Australian Institute of Marine Sciences, ending that report from George Roberts.